was most careful.
Oh, just the best of 2019.
Oh, we're not doing the Game Award?
No, we are. First we're doing the Game Awards, and then we'll do the best of 2019.
I want to do the best of 2019.
It is no best of 2019.
Well, it's just in general. Like,
yeah,
there's
any? Not in my head. Yeah, I can't think of anything.
Not in cinema, not in comics, not in...
Yeah. Those are expected to be good, but not the best.
Yeah,
I can't think of anything. Yeah, we're done with Versus Super, now we're going to do something else, okay? Oh, no, not this one. Okay, get your turn, get over here. Hey, sit right over there.
Hey, babe, sit next to me. Okay.
Sit down.
You saw the Game Awards?
What? You didn't watch it?
No, I did. Why?
Why? Oh, you a Game of the Year? What upset you?
Well, they said they were gonna. Well, you said it one time. It was like.
I said it one time. Okay.
No. Like,
I probably said the opposite the other time too.
Not really. I'm trying to repeat the term.
But
false advertisement. There you go.
Oh,
they said they were gonna bust out, you know, like on the credits and stuff on the show.
Uh-huh.
They didn't.
They did during the awards.
But not with, well, they said the Final Fantasy VII Remake. They didn't.
I saw that one.
It wasn't on the show.
Yes, it was.
Must have been why I missed it then.
What? You didn't see that one?
Not that part.
The with the CG, the Final Fantasy VII Remake? You missed it completely.
Yeah, because, we had to actually look for the Christmas tree and stuff like that. And other thing.
My God.
But I did see everything else. And what kind of bummed me out was what was that one game? Godfall, and then it said PlayStation 5. Oh, yay! And then that's it.
Well, yeah. You can't
expect.
Well,
I was surprised that.
E3's not even around the corner yet.
I know. So. But I am surprised about. To be honest, yeah, I was surprised with the Xbox Series X.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that came out of nowhere, but. Have you saw it in 4K yet?
Huh?
They
actually have a TV at Costco.
Yeah, they show the game graphics, but watching it in 4K is a big difference. Cause I did both. I watched it in 1080p, then I switched it to the 4K viewing.
Well, this is like I said, the last of the 1080p's when it was at its height.
Yeah.
So we weren't able to see if it was in 4K or not, but I'm pretty sure it looked better.
My God, it was like CG movie heaven. If the games are like this, cinema gotta be better somehow. Mm. Was it Sousa's Hellblade 2? They showed the demo on that one.
Yeah,
they showed the intro.
I saw that, yeah. I did like Ghosts of Tsushima.
That's a PS4 though.
Yeah.
Anywho.
Right. Hey, you want some water before we start?
Sure. You didn't see Final Fantasy 7?
He said it was actually on the show, and we didn't know it because they were doing something else.
You see the CG trailers and stuff.
I saw the CG trailers and all that afterwards, like on IGN and everything, and I was kind of disappointed because it was stuff I already saw already that they already showed already.
It was alright.
It wasn't really nothing new.
That was completely new.
because most of that stuff that they were showing for that trailer was stuff that I already saw at TGC.
Yeah, and it shows a lot of new stuff. Tifa's there.
So
Barrett.
Yeah, TSG was when they first showed Tifa and Aeris and all of them.
Yeah, no, I mean I saw all that, but this one has more extended.
Like I said, wasn't impressed.
Well, yeah, it's Final Fantasy. PlayStation is not good with RPGs. Everyone knows that.
Well, not since PlayStation 1.
PlayStation, period. Last great RPG they ever had was Twisted Metal.
Mine's just loaded.
Yeah?
For a minute there, I thought you were going to say like Breath of Fire or something.
No, Twisted Metal, best RPG. I always want to be an ice cream man. Now's my chance.
Right. What was his name, Sweet Tooth?
Yes. Yeah, Sweet Tooth. Right. Supposed character one. From the PlayStation Battle. Here.
Oh, the Battle Royale?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he goes in there.
Yeah. Anywho.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
say quoi?
Hello, everybody. This is Captain Katz.
And the Knight Rider.
All right, and here with us is...
Hey, what's up, man?
All right, I'm Ekkai. All right, and welcome back to the show. All right, so... Video Game Awards.
I didn't watch it.
All right.
I just told you guys I watched it. Oh,
yes.
Imagine I didn't watch it.
All right. So, the Video Game Awards. I'm just going to get to the point. What did you guys think of it?
I love it.
Yeah?
Yeah, I got to that point.
All right. Well, what about you, Knight Rider? What did you think?
Well, most of the games, well, I guess for some reason to me was a disappointment because I'm kind of more focused on like the hardware. And a genuine surprise was the announcement of the new upcoming Xbox, well, they call it Series X.
Tell me more.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, it came out of nowhere, you know? And, well, you know, like I said, I was more interested in the hardware this time, you know, with the PS5. So this was a big surprise. And it looks, and it kind of looks like it's pretty compact. So they're going for, like, you know, a lot of save spacing, that's for sure. It's not a big old thing. It's kind of like big as a...
It looked like a tower, a PC tower.
It looked like Monolith to me. Playing the Ric Flair theme.
Ah, okay.
And the top looks like you could just put some freaking confetti and then...
Yeah, it's actually designed as a tower, and also it could also be laid vertical and horizontal.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess I did an interview with, what's his name, Peter? I forgot his name already.
Spector?
So, yeah, Phil Spector.
Phil
Spector. I'm a Dreamcast guy, I should know this. He said he lays his, you know, horizontal. Uh-huh. But yeah, that was a surprise, and they showed the actual engine running the game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, remember the game?
Hellblade
2.
Yeah, there you go.
Salsa's Revenge, I think.
Hellblade 2.
Man, and have you seen it?
Yeah, I did.
You saw it in 4K?
Yeah.
Okay, how was it?
I did see it in 4K. I have to say, it was gorgeous.
I'd say it was alright.
Yeah.
Not playing. This is a big competition for any new console right there. The lighting was good.
Mm-hmm.
And that she went into a trance, doing a chant or something.
Yeah.
Her facial expression,
mm-hmm.
the eye twitch, the you could tell it was ray tracing. Brilliant.
Yeah.
When they open up with the water scene,
mm-hmm.
and into the mountains of the cave,
yeah.
And the lack of light, or with or without light,
mm-hmm.
or the people, the druids, or entering the darkness with the holding the the lantern, and
the way the fire burns.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It was, wow. It looked great in 4K. I'm surprised. I'm trying to imagine what it would look like in 10K or 8K.
Yeah.
Let alone. So right now, it's like, that's tough to beat.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Especially here. I'm reading from this guy, Jared Eden, from Twitter, and he has a little thing talking about some of the specs, if you will. So this, I'm clicking on the picture.
Yeah.
So, quote the picture. From a technical standpoint, this will manifest as a world-class visuals in 4K
mm-hmm.
at 60 frames per second
mm-hmm.
with possibility of up to 120 FPS, including support for variable refresh rate VRR and 8K capability.
Mm-hmm.
Powered by our custom design processor leveraging the latest Zen 2 and next-generation RDNA architecture from our partners at AMD.
Hmm, okay.
Xbox Series X will deliver hardware-accelerated ray tracing and a new level of performance never before seen in a console. Additionally, our patented variable rate shading, VRS, technology
mm-hmm.
will allow developers to get even more out of the Xbox Series X GPU, and our next-generation SSD will virtually eliminate load times and bring players into their gaming worlds faster than before. End quote.
So basically, they're just—it's a half breed of home console and a PC.
It's also four times powerful than the Xbox.
Yes.
I mean, this is a layman's term. Your Xbox One X times four.
Yeah.
And they're doing a little comparison. Somebody mm-hmm. says it's Alex from Twitter. It says a thing about the Xbox Series X and PS5 like this.
The Series X is rumored to have a 12 teraflop card. Mm-hmm. Currently, AMD has the 5700 XT, the 2070 Super Equivalent, mm-hmm. has around about 10 teraflops and is around $400. So a $500 box at that price to performance doesn't make sense, even at a loss.
What? No, no, no. That makes perfect sense, because it did it before. Yep. Xbox took a loss, like, what, twice already, and they made money off it.
Yep.
Xbox 360 went on price by, like, what, like $100? And the first Xbox wasn't. It was actually overpriced. Mm-hmm. But the 360 was, they took a loss. And then the other one, the Xbox One, barely hit the margin.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it just ain't the first time they've done this. So, in fact, 360 was the most popular because they took a loss.
And they came back and they won big. Yeah. They actually beat it.
Well, Sony that year. Sony that time.
It was a PS3.
Yeah, it was kind of PS3, man. What happened? I love that system. Let's think of the PS5. Okay, let's compare the PS5 to the Xbox Series X graphics. From that one game, it's not fair, but, you know, we only have one of each.
Right. That one, okay. Like, it's a cinematic. It looks great.
Yeah, both look good.
It's beautiful. But really can't see anything else beyond that.
They both have ray tracing.
Yes, they do.
But the one on Xbox seems like they're doing a better job.
I think that they've been doing it for quite some time.
Yeah.
You know.
And the fact that, you know, Microsoft just bought, like, what, 26 studios this year? And one of them, Ninja Theory.
Which used to been a Sony exclusive company.
I know. They're hitting the. They're going for the jugular in the beginning.
Yeah.
Same time, it's like, it's just a play fight. Come on, just.
Sony, slap fight.
Yeah. Mm. We're working together still.
Yeah.
I'm reading from techradar.com about.
Godfall?
No, not Godfall. Like, the. So far, what we know about the PlayStation 5 specs compared with the new Xbox.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, the PS5 has a bespoke 8-core AMD chipset based on 3rd-generation Ryzen architecture with a GPU taking the best bits of the Radeon Navi GPU family. Mm-hmm. In addition to this, it boasts a built-for-purpose SSD storage system, 3D audio, backwards compatibility with PS4 games, and PSVR hardware, and 8K TV support.
Okay. So it's basically the same system, really. I mean, they're not really far apart from each other.
To be honest, I think I'm going to say this right now. And Xbox, I think a lot of people are going to be a lot of people are going to be pissed. I'm going to say this, but it already sounds like it's already going to be obsolete.
Which one?
The PS5.
Yeah, but no, because there's always going to be people who have a big fan base. It's U.S. and Japan in general. It's going to be a Sony fan base, so they already made money. They already know they have the two markets locked.
Right, but the thing is like the chips that they have. Okay, they're currently new.
Yeah.
All right. Who is it to say that Microsoft, which, like I said, they're bringing in a hybrid home and PC console.
Plus, it's backward compatible.
Yes.
They mm-hmm. mentioned that they didn't shy away from it.
Yeah.
They said it's backward compatible up to 360s.
Mm-hmm.
So.
So what is it to say that Microsoft is going to be like, oh, okay, you guys need more memory? Here, boom, here's the cloud, free on us.
Or better yet, you want to upgrade your system. Slide out, slide in like a tower.
Yep.
Upgrade the video card. Upgrade the sound card. Upgrade the memory. Upgrade. You know.
Yeah. You just put your own parts, and then Microsoft would just be like, you know, okay, here's a how to do video, so you can do it at home.
And there's plenty of them.
I bet if it's like that, they probably won't even have how to do. It's like basic tower. You just open it up and just. You know.
Oh, you mean like.
Like a tower.
Like a regular PC tower.
No. I mean like certain. Like, for instance, you know, when I bought my Audio Technica turntable, the company itself had the how-to videos. Maybe Microsoft will do the same thing.
Or no, not even how-to. Make it, like, so user-friendly that it's designed for that.
Yeah. They'll show you. Like, you might have Phil Pector mm-hmm. saying, you know, let me show you how to take this out and replace it with this new system thing
I'm thinking it's like the disk drive. Just pop it out and put the one in.
Mm-hmm.
The
upgrade, yeah.
You know, disk speeds, you know, changes. You can just pop it out and put a new one in.
Yeah, and then all you got to do is just download your thing to it. Yeah, and that's it.
Yeah, I was before I put my phone to sleep for a little bit. The Tech Radar website said that a PS5 gig could be up to 100 gigs worth of data and stuff like that. So to compare for the game prices, for example, like what can that translate to? Are we going to be seeing games that are, you know, worth the money, but they're going to be a bit more steep?
Well, no, because Samsung is one producing the hardware. I mean, the SSD.
Uh-huh.
A hard drive. So it's they could hold a lot. Only 100 gigs, you sure?
The games themselves.
Well, that's what they're saying.
The games are up to 100
gigs. Here it is. Quote, physical games for the PS5 will use 100 gig optical discs inserted into an optical drive that doubles as a 4K Blu-ray player, mm-hmm. and the next generation hardware will boast a completely revamped UI.
Yeah. Which is fine. But they're doing doing like a CD base only, or then not giving the option of just have a download only console like the Xboxes.
I don't know.
Because it seems like this one is the one where
it looks like Sony is doing physical, but it also for the new Xbox, it looks like it's all they're also doing physical. I mean, that's
but they have the option to pick either or.
Right.
You don't have to go buy. You want to save money, just buy the one without the physical CD, like I would do.
Mm-hmm.
But now it looks like it's about saving time.
And Sony's like, we have to buy this only one version.
Yeah.
You always gotta have to buy the one with this the disc player. I mean. That's what because they own pretty much Blu-ray, so
yeah, pretty much.
They invented it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But to be fair, it's a win-win for all fans.
Yeah.
I want to compare the Godfall to Hellblade. You know, graphics wise.
Right. Graphics wise, as much as I like Godfall and all that, mm-hmm. I have to give it to the
Hellblade,
because it looks. It looks better. It looks more refined. It
looks more professional.
Yes, it does. Okay. And it looks like they actually had more time working on it.
Yeah, obviously. It seems like it.
Yeah.
Because why else would they use these guys to showcase? They said, well, the evening beginning, he said this is at its full capacity.
Yeah.
Of using the hardware itself, so.
Mm-hmm. It looks like Ninja Theory had time to play around with the hard drive.
And Godfall seems like it's going to be the next system, and they just really didn't have, you know. It's just a game company who was working with the dev kit, probably.
Pretty much, yeah.
And it's not really fair, but I'm looking at the fluidity.
Mm-hmm.
Fluids?
Yeah. How the way it looks on the television, how the way you don't see any pixels or parts that are pixelated or they look a little meh.
But Godfall looked like they had more coloring, more vibrant.
Yeah.
And then you look at, maybe it's just a game, it's not really the system. And you look at Hellblade, it's like, mm-hmm. in-depthness, Hellblade Gambit.
Yeah.
They show all the lightings from night, mm-hmm. snow, cliffs, ocean.
Environmental, pretty much.
Very responsive.
Yes. Compared to Hellblade, where it's just in...
Godfall.
Godfall. Like in Godfall, where it's just
like metallic paint.
Yeah,
which is still great.
Oh no, yeah, it looks fine. It looks fine, but when it comes down to it, it just comes down to the age old question: Would you prefer style over substance?
Sometimes it's both.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's just I don't know. Okay, it comes to watching a movie, I'll watch Hellblade.
Mm-hmm.
And Godfall is more like the cartoon.
Yeah.
Or the
anime. It's like a Saturday morning cartoon. Mm-hmm.
It'd still be great. It might be same using, same technology and stuff that, but,
mm-hmm.
but it's hard to say. It's pretty much the same, to be honest.
Right.
Okay, but let's talk about the nominees and the winners and losers.
Okay. First off, fighting games. Smash Brothers won.
Okay, I think that's unfair.
Yeah.
I'm old school. Smash Brothers is a great game. I mean, compared to, Mortal Kombat 11.
Right.
Smash Brothers is the better game.
Mm-hmm.
But to fit in that category of fighting game, I mean it's still on debate. Like, is Smash Brothers a fighting game?
Mm-hmm.
I say no, but it is a game of it's a brawl game too much.
Right.
Kind of like Power Stone, Super Smash Bros. Fits mm-hmm. in that category. It's the father of that category, pretty much. Not really the father, but
Right.
I actually have an errand to run to, so I'm gonna have to leave.
Okay.
So. I don't know when I'll be back, but I'll try not to take too long.
Okay. All right, then.
But what were you guys talking about before I go? At least I'll leave you with something.
Smash Brothers winning for fighting game.
What?
Yeah,
it's a great game.
With the new updates and stuff like that, of course people are going to want to vote for that. And there's also one last update that they announced.
They haven't announced who's the last DLC character is.
Yeah, they haven't yet. They just know that there is one, and you know, that he's going to announce
I think it should be Best Fighter. I think Smash Bros. Should have its own category. Mm. It's more like a party game, to be honest.
Right.
Than,
like Mario game. Party?
Yeah, Mario Party or Soin or Battle Royale or Power Stone, that type.
Right.
Mm.
It's like, it's multiplayer fighting game, really.
Mm-hmm.
So then that means they have to redefine what constitutes a fighting game.
Yeah.
They have
it still could be an EVO because there's a 1v1 element to it.
Yeah.
But the whole gist of Smash Bros. Is a party game.
One versus everybody.
Yeah, well, 1 versus 8.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 9 or you know. That's why I was conflicted. It's like, it's a great game, but it shouldn't have been a fighting game. I'm thinking, like, Samurai Showdown was a good contender.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Or Combat 11.
Mm-hmm.
Jump Force, I don't know where the hell that came from.
To be honest, I played the demo of Jump Force.
I played it, but I don't think it should have been part of that list.
I think there wasn't that.
Yeah, it wasn't. It was just any variety.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm happy.
Then that means the gene pool of fighting games is very poor.
No, okay, it's unfair because Smash Brothers is like the echidna of the species. Mm-hmm. It's still a mammal, but it's egg-laying mammal. Or a platypus. See, yeah. it should be like own category of monotremes. I'm saying, yeah, Smash Brothers is a monotrem.
Okay.
It's an egg-laying mammal. It's competing against platypus.
But they're seeing it as tardigrades, the big bears,
yeah,
the microscopic bears. Cute!
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we'll look into a microscope and see how cute they really are.
Yeah, but then Smash Bros. Could beat some of the other games, too. You could beat Devil May Cry, for that matter.
Yeah.
But it's not part of that category.
Right.
Overall, yeah, they picked the game that will win, regardless.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Best action game. Devil May Cry.
Yeah.
I was happy.
It was good. It was good.
All right, I have to head off. So
all right.
I will try to return.
Godspeed.
Was that kind of obvious?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But to be honest, I honestly thought that it should have been Resident Evil.
The remake?
A Resident Evil 2.
I don't know. I'm not a fan of Capcom. I'm more a fan of Devil May Cry.
but the thing is,
it got snubbed
this year.
Why?
RE2?
I didn't think it did.
No, it got nominated. And it didn't win one.
It should have been best remake of the year.
They never had a category for
it. I know. They couldn't think of anything.
Yeah, they couldn't.
But yeah. No, but to be honest, Devil May Cry was a better game.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can play over and over again. Resident Evil, I'll play it, beat it, I'm happy. I might, down the line, play it again.
Mm-hmm.
Especially since it was so good. You know, Part 3 is coming out.
Yeah, remake. Resident Evil 3 remake, which was funny, too, because the trailer that they had for E3,
mm-hmm,
with the Project Resistance.
It's part of it.
It was actually RE3. So I'm just like, oh, when I saw that, I was like, oh my God, we saw Resident Evil 3 and we just didn't even bother to think about it. I was like, all right, that's pretty cool. So I'm like, I'm excited for it.
No, the fact it's part of that game. It's free with it.
Yes, it's going to be the multiplayer aspect of the
and
game.
And this was my favorite Resident Evil of all.
3?
Yeah. Huh. I mean, the redesign? But they gave me the option of, hey, you could download the DLC. That's how they make their money.
Yeah,
the classic costume.
You have to pre-order it.
Of Carlos and Jill.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, man, you got my money.
Nah, to be honest, the one that I like the most, out of all the Resident Evils, the ones that I like the
Veronica?
Most was 2 and Veronica.
I think Veronica was really 3 with a submarine. Yeah. And the mansion.
Yeah.
Of the twins.
They just took like the best of 1, 2, and 3 and just like, here.
Well, in that case, they bring back Gun Survivor.
That one's fun.
I haven't seen this shit.
Oh, man. Yeah. If you guys don't know, like, Gun Survivor was an arcade shooter in the arcades. It was a Resident Evil game.
Mm-hmm.
We both actually got the chance to play it at an arcade that used to
Nickel City, around. Wonderland,
yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
Main names.
Yeah, and, oh, man, we spent hours playing that game.
The problem is we played part 2.
Yeah, we didn't get to play the first
one. Yeah, it was still a great game.
It was fun. Good times.
The fact that we had to move up and down like it was a Resident Evil game, but shoot like a House of Dead game with a...
Yeah.
Yeah, that was fun. But overall, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're going to go for the... What's the other one? This other category I'm thinking of. Best sports game or something? No, best... Let's go with Game of the Year. There are really other categories I don't really care for.
Yeah, it was a lot of the categories I didn't really care for at all. I wasn't like invested into. To be honest, this year I wasn't really invested into it.
The Game of the Year, I thought went to the wrong game.
Who did you think should have won it?
Really?
Yeah.
There's only Sekiro was a good game.
Yeah.
But the other one was way better.
Which is?
You know, Kojima also.
Oh, Death Stranding?
Yeah.
Oh, or as I call it, you know, UPS delivery truck.
Mm-hmm. They won an award too. Was it Best Direction or something like that?
Yes.
But that should have been Game of the Year. That, it redefined what gaming is. It's like...
That game literally invented a new genre.
Yeah, it's like experience gaming.
Yeah.
It's like you can become a thriller. Action expense. It's like cinematic gaming, pretty mm-hmm. much. And you're actually involved.
Yeah.
Voice acting, graphics... storyline,
mm-hmm.
and I saw Kojima, like, oh my god, in my head I'm still thinking as Kojima from 1995 Metal Gear Solid.
Yeah.
And now I'm looking at him like, this is 2019 Kojima. I'm like, he's aged. It's like, if I stand next to him, I wouldn't recognize that was Kojima, because yeah. I'm still thinking Kojima the young guy.
Oh yeah.
I mean, like, remember the time I was standing next to Seth MacFarlane,
uh-huh.
not Seth MacFarlane, Todd MacFarlane.
Yes.
From Spawn.
Mm-hmm.
I did not recognize that was him because he aged
yeah.
a lot. I'm thinking the guy with the hat always with
mm-hmm.
the flannel.
Yeah.
Now I'm kicking myself like, that's Todd McFarlane. My God.
Yeah.
I could have said something. You know, like if same thing with Kojima.
Yeah.
If he was standing next to me looking at me playing the game,
mm-hmm.
I'm like, and not realize that was him. I've been kicking myself too. It's like,
yeah.
Yeah. He aged. Yeah. I'm surprised. There's always one thing. Sakurai wasn't there. From Smash Bros. I don't know why it was in my head.
Ah, dude, yeah, that man's a workaholic.
Yeah.
The reason why I like the quality of Smash Brothers
mm-hmm.
is that man's dedication.
He doesn't take vacations.
No. Like there's even a rumor out there, a story that the birth of his child.
He missed?
No. He stopped on that day,
uh-huh.
went
uh-huh.
stayed there for an hour or so,
uh-huh.
and then went back to work.
Dedication. His son respects him.
and there's proven video where when he beta tests the game and stuff like that,
uh-huh.
he doesn't hire beta testers. He's the beta tester.
That's good. No,
he can actually control four controllers at the same time.
He's old school.
Yes.
It's like, I know the quality better than me. I only know I was paid, you know. Just
mm-hmm.
I know what needs to be done. I'll fix it myself.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was cool.
Yeah. Like for example, like whenever people ask for like, oh, said character needs to be nerfed and everything,
mm-hmm.
he will look and he will determine if said character would need to be nerfed or not. But he would have to give a good reason why.
Meta Knight. Really? He didn't figure out Meta Knight should have been nerfed. I'm sorry. Bayonetta also?
Yeah.
Or he did it on purpose because he wanted those two characters to just be the owners, you know.
Yeah.
Equalizer of everybody.
Well, but also it's rumored too that he might not do the same thing for Terry.
Oh, yeah. But still. But, you know, the way he explains Terry history was good.
Ah, but it just made you feel old. It made me feel old.
Yeah, but this year, yeah. Game award. I'm going back to the subject.
Yeah.
Actually, I enjoyed it. The Xbox Series X is the only thing that surprised me.
Yeah, that was like the Xbox Series X. I thought that was great about that.
Final 7 Remake also.
Yeah, that one, it was okay, uh-huh. but it was a lot of stuff that I just already saw
yeah.
from E3, from Tokyo Game Show,
mm-hmm.
from...
other stuff, really.
Yeah, it was just compiled together. Yeah. So,
yeah,
to be honest, I thought it was like lazy.
Okay.
But
any trailers, upcoming games that... You want to see? Actually, I have one in my head. I actually wanted to play, but you
go yeah. go no. You go first. Which one?
You got to guess.
Okay. let me see. To be honest, besides the trailer for the Xbox X,
mm-hmm.
The game that came with it, Hell 2, and for the PS5.
There's only one for PS5.
Yeah, that was it. That was just the only one. The only other thing that I was really excited for was. The announcement of Cyberpunk 2077 with the artist.
Yeah.
Yeah. The artists who are going to be on there.
By the way, interjection. Mm-hmm. Best music ever. That. Oh, and also Green Day. But. He still has his own voice. He's still a good performer. Mm-hmm. He changed, but his voice is still there.
Yeah.
I thought it was all audio tune, and it turns out he didn't start talking. Oh, there's his voice.
Yeah.
Well, but gaming music wise, Cyberpunk 77. Oh my god, it was good. It was brilliant.
Yeah, and the thing too, the thing that I like about it too was all those artists.
Yeah.
Indie artists.
Great.
They actually wanted to work on this game. Mm-hmm. They actually, so they're like a lot of, they're putting a lot of original content into this game by fans of the series of Cyberpunk, of the Cyberpunk genre series, or the original tabletop game.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
looking forward to that one?
Oh, definitely.
Though, okay, I can say one flaw. Mm. The Fast and Furious game. I didn't pique my attention. I like the actors who, you know,
game of year. Oh, man. Oh, if you were here, me and a Knight Rider, we were just ripping on that game. We were just doing, like, Mystery Science Theater 3000 on that game.
Hey, 1999 call. Graphics came with it.
No, especially when Vin Diesel was, like, talking in the game. He was like, oh, we got to do this. And they'd be like, hey, Paul Walker was there. Bye.
Yeah, I am Groot.
Yeah.
I was listening to Michelle Rodriguez, like, how she pronounced Tekken.
Yeah.
She pronounced it correctly. But nobody pronounces it correctly. It's one of those things where people, you know, like ketchup. It's people say Tekken. See, she says it like in it was Japanese. Yeah. Tekken. Like, hey.
Yeah. Kudos. I was like, when I heard that, I was like, hey.
Hey.
It's been a long time since I heard that.
Somebody pronounced it correctly. Yeah. Tekken. I'm like, Tekken. I'm like, oh, wow. I took Japanese, so. Yeah. But still, it's like ketchup now. It's Tekken.
Yeah. Yeah. And another announcement that I was pretty excited for that I actually liked was the Joker.
For MK11?
MK, yeah.
You like the cane sword?
No.
Actually, I'm okay with it. I don't remember using it as much besides the anime series.
Yeah. I was honestly thinking that they were going to do Injustice Joker.
With the crowbar?
Yes. Instead, they brought this one in, so I was like, okay, maybe it's a new take. Mm-hmm. So...
But you saw the revamp of his face?
Yes.
It's Joaquin Phoenix influence this time with the balding and the
stuff. Yeah.
I thought that surprised me the most. Because on the, you know, the introduction trailer, it was a Joker, you know, a plain Joker. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This one, you see him actually walking towards Cassie Cage as the Harley Quinn.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, that's Joaquin's face.
Mm-hmm.
They did an homage to the Joker movie.
Yeah.
So I thought that was unique. But gameplay, they didn't show any gameplay besides that.
No. Knowing NetherRealm, I think they're going to do it.
2 weeks prior to the release.
Yeah, or, I don't know, knowing Ed Boon being the king of all trolls. And
release it earlier and then surprise everybody?
Yep.
Yeah. But January 29th is the release date. So
I wouldn't be surprised if you'd just be like, ah, joke's on you. It's today.
Yes. January 29th in Asia. So it comes out a day early for everybody else. Ah, ha, ha, ha. You got us. Guys, but yeah. Yeah, okay, then there's there's one trailer I actually like was the Nakara. It was the remember the girl in the wedding, the red wedding, the Japanese wedding, and she has the red outfit.
Yeah,
it reminds me so much of Bridal with White Hair from Ronnie Yu, like in the early 90s.
Oh.
And then he came out and started killing people with the dragon sword, and then the other guy. Yeah, it reminds me, it's like the Japanese version of the White Hair Maiden, pretty much.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, too.
So,
yeah.
I was looking forward to that, and the gameplay, it reminds me of the...
Ninja Gaiden Black.
Yeah.
I knew Ninja you were going to say that, because that's the first thing that came to
Ninja
mind.
Ninja Gaiden, I love Ninja Gaiden.
Yeah.
To be honest, that's the only thing I was looking forward to. Then, of course, it says Sony. I don't have a PlayStation. What's up with all these good games? Okay, that's my wish list. No more console exclusivity. It's just a preference now. Put Killer Instinct on PlayStation. I don't care. Because it already did with Minecraft. That's owned by Xbox, really.
Yeah, but it's on everywhere else.
Uh-huh.
So.
is making money.
Well, like Psychonauts 2. It's going to be out on everywhere else, too.
That's true. Yeah.
Because that was that's what Tim Schafer said. He says he didn't mind that they would be bought out by Xbox, but they want all their games to be multi-platform.
Which is great.
Yeah.
But, you know, to be honest, to be fair, it's mostly the Japanese company that's more exclusive. I mean, like, SNK.
Yeah.
They only have, King of Fighters can't be on Xbox for no apparent reason. I can't think of any. Because Samurai Showdown's there.
Yeah.
But PlayStation got the KOF series.
Yeah.
And Xbox just got, you know, some stuff we might decide to give you later. Like Street Fighter V, yeah. Capcom, Japanese. They got PlayStation. Before that, it was on Xbox.
Yeah.
Like, Namco is the only one that's from Japan that is like fighting game requirements, is the only thing I know. It's like, hey, Dragon Ball Z, both consoles. Tekken, both consoles. Soul Calibur, both consoles. It's like very ethnocentric between those. They're like, they only want to give it to the Japanese platform.
Yeah.
Which I understand, it's their market, it's their niche, but a lot of people love Japanese games too. I do.
Yeah.
I grew up playing, you know, the Magic Knight Goemon, or Goemon, on Nintendo, Famicom, you know, that kind of stuff. That's my hope, my goals in the future. There's no more really content exclusivity per se, unless you made it's made by that company, like Sony made, like Crash Bandicoot.
Yeah. No.
Not anymore. Like Sony made, even God of War is really Santa Monica Studios.
Yeah.
Is that owned by Sony?
Yes. Sony Santa Monica Studios.
Yeah, okay. That'll make sense.
Yeah.
Or, but at the same time, you gotta make money. You put that in the, it's a best hit. Sell it to the other side. Don't make it the best version, but you know,
yeah.
Just give them the basics. I'm just saying, you make money.
Yeah.
You're losing all this money for not selling for the other side.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Microsoft, like, hey, everybody loves R. You know, stuff. Yeah. I forgot when we get ready. Everybody plays it. What was it? Half-Life? Oh! Fortnite. What do you think about Fortnite? Best ongoing platform game.
Not a big fan of it.
Yeah, I thought Final Fantasy 14 should have been the better choice.
Because it's been getting... It gets weekly updates.
I know. What's up? Fortnite is probably the most competitive played.
Yeah.
To be honest, I thought Fortnite and Smash Bros. Were pretty much in the same realm.
Yeah.
But, yeah, to be fair, I was kind of upset by that. But Fortnite is a great game.
Yeah. So.
But this year, I have to say, for the Game Awards, they concentrated on the players more. It was all about any.
Yeah, I just think that they could have just done better.
They could have. They could have just showed me more graphics and more games, to be honest.
To be honest,
I didn't care about anything else.
Yeah.
Just show me the PS5.
It's basically like the Super Bowl. I don't care about the teams. I just want to see the commercials.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, best game of the year, Sekiro.
That's fine. I want to see the dog murdering people.
Yeah, Death Stranding, CG cuts.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of which, Tekken. The season three. What do you think of the DLCs?
Obviously, it's WWE should steal a page of their introduction of new characters from Harada-san. They debuted, like, okay, they brought two new characters and one retro character.
Yeah.
They reintroduced Gun Ryu, the sumo wrestler.
Yes.
And they made him a podcast host. God bless him. And then a YouTuber who's still in love with Julia.
Yeah.
Now he's in love with Michelle or something, I don't know. But
yeah.
Who made a comedic. And they brought Leroy.
Yes.
And then they brought in the new kickboxer, which everybody at first hated because it wasn't Bruce Irwin.
No, the thing was, I was seeing a lot of reaction videos to it, and I even saw the crowd reaction at the Tekken event when they introduced him.
Yeah, they celebrated.
No, quiet. It was quiet, and a lot of puzzled faces.
Really? I saw the opposite. I saw people cheered. I saw the reaction.
No, they were cheering because they thought, oh, it's Bruce. They're bringing back Bruce. Mm. But then when they saw the new character, they were just like, who the hell's this guy?
Which reaction are you watching?
The actual main one, the one that Namco had.
Yeah, it was the opposite. They erupted. You know why? No, they erupted like crazy. That might have been a different reaction crowd somewhere else, but okay, you know where they were, right? They were in Bangkok, Thailand.
Oh, okay. Well.
That's why I said WWE stole a page for them. Know the audience.
Yeah.
And the Thai people who were watching were like, oh my God, the voice dubs are in Thai.
Yeah.
They're actually speaking Thai. And they're making us look strong. And it's like, and then they brought this Muay Thai fighter who has to be ethnic Thai.
Mm-hmm.
And they gave him a name that is like, if you nobody understands Thai, it's his name is like, it's Roaring Sky, which is a strong, powerful name. It's like in, very nationalistic. It's very, the Thai people were actually pretty happy on this.
Right.
Okay. So they erupted. It was actually the biggest pop. WWE should do the same thing. Know the audience.
Right. Okay. And then how do you pronounce the name? Because I've seen people butchering the name.
Oh, they keep saying the F word, your mom. Something it's Phakom Rom.
Okay. Phakom Rom.
It's kind of hard to say. It's more of a tonal thing. Yeah, okay. Your brother might be able to do it because he does Mandarin. Phakom Rom.
Phakom Rom. Okay.
It means roaring skies. It basically means thunder. Thunder, you know.
Bad.
But either way.
They did their homework.
Yeah. They did their homework. That's the thing. His facial looks like a famous Thai pop star. A lot of people don't recognize who. But
Who?
I don't know. Okay. He's a famous. I got to show you his face. And then the scarring and the tattoos and the blood ring, the face, the hemp rope type.
Oh, yeah. The hemp rope around the arms and then the bandages and everything.
And
like
his
that.
Music.
Yes.
Solid Thai.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I told him. Mm-hmm.
So it's like people are like, oh, it's not Bruce. Yeah, it's better. It's somebody that should have been there to begin with.
Yeah. Oh, and if a lot of people are wondering why they haven't brought back Bruce, mm-hmm. Canon-wise, mm-hmm. he's dead.
Dead, yeah.
Yeah, so there you go. That's your answer.
But he can still brought him back. But right now, they say it was basically Bruce. No, Bruce was basically a Thai guy.
Yeah.
And this is a Thai guy, a Thai kickboxer.
Yeah.
So, to be fair.
And plus, if you see the movement, mm-hmm. I literally had to watch a video of all of Bruce's movements.
Yeah.
And then I saw this guy's movements. I was like, no, this guy is a lot more better than Bruce.
He's more sports Thai, the other one's more ethnic. But Bruce is more, it was more like the ancient Thai arts versus this one's more of a sports.
Right.
The combative Thai arts.
Yes.
So it's a little, the minutiae are different. But mm-hmm. he's definitely Thai. It's
yeah.
But Harada is actually doing a thing where, hey, let's make it more authentic.
Yeah.
Let's put some culture in it. I mean, how's that wrong? But people are, it's not Bruce. I understand. But who's Leroy? Leroy's new too.
Yeah.
And people are not complaining because of him. He's really just Wong Jr.
Yep. But
into a more of a hitman, a Yip Man character.
Yep.
And he has his cane and stuff. And
his pit bull.
Oh, yeah. Dude, Leroy looks good.
That reminded me of Bruce Lee.
No, it reminds me of Donnie Yen and Yip Man.
Mm.
It does. And then it's like if Jim Kelly decided to braid his hair and
mm-hmm.
and suddenly did like Yip Man moves. This was unique. Yeah. You know what? I think what influences the Brooklyn Kung Fu Harlem.
Right.
In the '70s.
Uh huh.
Black exploitation versus the Shaw Brothers 70s. I wish mm-hmm. your brother was here to talk about this one, but that was a big influence.
Right.
He can merge the two. Pretty much is the Wu-Tang Clan right there. It's like if they decided to make a movie with black kung fu martial artists, this would be like one of the best characters. He'd be like the Grandmaster type.
Right.
And he's ripped. And to be honest, I thought this was a great connection. He mm-hmm. knows. He knows the history of the Shaw Brothers in Harlem, Brooklyn.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's fantastic. They go inside with the civil rights movements, all the, breaking uh-huh. out, because it's about fighting the man. It's finally you get to see some, culture that's non, stereotypically of, it says, a Caucasian at the time. So this was, the only time where it's like, oh, finally we got a black kung fu master. That's great. Jim Kelly. That's the only thing I can think of besides him now.
Mm-hmm.
And he did his homework. He knows all the history with the kung fu flicks, and then growing up in the Bronx, and
mm-hmm.
yeah, Leroy was probably the most refreshing thing I've seen so far.
Yeah.
Gan Ryu, not so much. He's just goofy. He's just it's funny that he's there for the laugh.
Yeah.
The laugh factor.
Yeah.
But to be fair, come on, Harada knows his audience. He gave a little bit of everything.
Yeah, he does.
And I forgot, what was the other one? Safina?
Yeah, she's returning, so.
Yeah, yeah. I can't say anything. This
mm-hmm.
Harada knows the audience. He knows what we want.
Yeah.
He brought Walking Dead, come on.
Yeah. And the rumor was too that
Negan.
No. That he was gonna bring in Okada. What? Or Omega.
I heard Kenny Omega.
But yeah. He left and went to AEW. Mm-hmm. And he wanted. And he it was between either Okada or Omega. To be as a guest character.
Shu Kenta Kobayashi. That'd be awesome.
Oh, Kenta man. Kobayashi.
Just bring him. Japanese death legend, you know. Well, the guy who did the Burning Hammer. What's his name? I don't remember his name always.
Grandma, whatever.
Okay. Oh, wait. Where are we going? The best of 2019?
Okay. Oh, let's just make this quick and easy.
Yeah.
All right. So, the best of 2019. There was some pretty good things that came out of 2019 in terms of comics and in terms of everything in pop mm-hmm. culture. For the likes of the indie comic scene is rising big time. Image right now is showing everybody the right way to do indie comics publish it and everything mm-hmm. like that. Mr. Miracle, Landslide was one of the best books out there. And if you guys haven't read it, read it. It's really good. Gaming-wise, I hate to say this, mainstream gaming took a huge hit this year. Mm-hmm. It took a huge hit for a lot of gaming studios not really doing their homework or being lazy. WWE 2K20.
That's not really mainstream. That's just a niche wrestling game.
Still, I'm saying that's a good example of what happens if they're not doing their homework.
Actually, I thought Fallout would be a better example.
That too. That's greed. But you saw the indie game community, mm-hmm. A lot of the indie game companies came up, brought out a lot of good indie games. Mm-hmm. A lot of them were surprisingly held was good. It showed in the indie the video game awards, that one game that won 5 awards. It was nominated 5 and went perfect. Mm-hmm. Won 5 for 5. From there, anime. I think this year wasn't as great as last year's. Last year's, you had lots of great hits, such as Violet Evergreen, Pop Team Epic, Megalobox, mm-hmm. Loop on the Third.
Loop in the Third came back, man.
Yeah, Cells in the Body, High Score Girl,
Even the mainstream stuff, Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah, Dragon Ball Z was. Came back huge, big time, and ever like good example.
Final Z games, and then the anime series.
No, not just stuff. The final. Just like I'm saying, Mexico. They threw a huge party when they were doing the actual last tournament story arcs.
Oh yeah,
and like you see it. Oh, not even that, but also PSG, mm-hmm. Pierre Saint Germain, a football club in Paris, France.
Yeah.
When they won the league title, when they won the league title, mm-hmm. they actually pulled up a whole picture of Goku. Mm-hmm. And Super Saiyan God.
Yeah, the little charge thing.
And then this year again, when they won the league title again, they brought Shang Long, 7 Dragon Balls. Because that's how many times they won the title.
Yeah. And see? Also, this past year was the anniversary of Gundam. The 40th, right?
Yes, the 40th anniversary of Gundam.
Was it 30th of Dragon Ball Z or something? Or 5th?
The 25th anniversary of Dragon Ball Z. So. It was the 30th anniversary of Dragon Ball. And it was, I think, the 35th anniversary of Dr. Slump.
See? This year was just a great year for anime, for anniversary purposes.
Yeah, anniversary purposes, it was great. Doraemon turns 50.
Oh, damn. I'm old.
Yeah. And he's still going strong.
I'm old.
Yeah.
I thought he was... I was a kid, I guess. I thought he was in his 20s always. he turned what, 60?
He turned 50.
Okay. That makes sense, because when I was a kid...
Yeah. Galaxy Express 999 turned 40 this year. Captain Harlock turned 40 this year.
For some level, watched Galaxy Express. I was a kid. And I didn't think anime could be more than just, what we call it, a Macross Robotech.
Yeah.
It was a storyline. Which was really the Orient Express in space.
And depressing.
Yeah.
Really depressing. Anybody who has a very bad case of depression, don't watch that series.
Or watch it. It might be uplifting. It might have better, a better perspective in life. Like, at least I'm not that bad.
Existentialism.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I picked myself up.
Yeah. TV series. A lot of great new series came. We got to see Lucifer on Netflix.
Finally.
Yes.
And but sad news, they only go for one more season left.
But if you watch the crossover event right now on the CW, he actually made an appearance.
I know.
Which was a really good one. Yeah, that and Kevin Conroy. Yeah. Not only that, one of the best shows that came out of 2019 was also one of the weirdest but most creative and original ones. Mm-hmm. Doom Patrol. Brandon Fraser. Everyone who thought that he died.
Yeah.
Came back and pulled a rousing performance. He made, like, this was his, like, Pulp Fiction.
Yeah, okay. This shows that he's not just a pretty boy actor from the day.
Yeah.
Who just turned old.
Yeah.
And got left over.
Mm-hmm.
I could act still.
Yeah, he can still act, and he did such a great job. That show was really great. Mm-hmm. Not only that, Netflix came out with a string of great shows and films. One of the best shows that came out of this year so far. Animated wise, Tuca and Birdie. Live action would be When They See Us.
Okay.
That one was really good. Not only that, but also they brought a lot of Asian films and original television series. One of the best television series that they brought from Asia was the one that I didn't even think was going to be that good, but it somehow became one of the best horror shows of 2019, and that was Kingdom.
Oh, yeah.
Really good, really great. And it shows that Asia right now is the new market, is the new mecca where horror is coming from.
I think South Korea in general.
Like South Korea, Japan.
Japan
can do it if they can focus on one set of horror.
But you can say that about any country.
Right. No, Korea, on the other hand, they can do thrillers. They can do zombies. They can do horror and every type of level.
They can do run and
horror.
Gun.
And they suspense, can do great.
Dark humor. And they can do dark horror.
Yeah.
You know, dark thriller, dark psycho thrillers.
Mm-hmm.
Japan can't. Japan, they can do it, but they don't. Because they can't. They don't have anybody who would pick up the ball.
And run with it.
Yeah. Like, remember that one about the beautiful killer, serial killer one?
Ichi the Killer.
That one too. That was great.
Yeah.
See, they don't bring us the one where the audition.
Oh yeah. See, yeah.
Where was that? I don't see that stuff no more. They try to imitate it.
They just can't.
They can't because they milk the stuff to death.
Yeah.
But in Korea, they just think of something new.
Yeah.
You're like, what could be scary? An acacia tree. Ooh.
Yeah. Hell, like that. I even heard that they're trying to do their own version of Perfect Blue.
They should. I think they'd be a better job. Especially if it's the same actor from Old Boy.
Oh, no. And here's the thing. They're not going to do a film version of it.
Mm-hmm.
They want to make a television series. A mini television series.
They should. But I know the ending already.
Yeah, but I would love to see a live action version of it.
Oh, yeah.
You know? From there...
Should I tell the ending? No, that's fine.
Yeah. and also, too, besides television series, films... Joker, the one movie that a lot of people were having serious doubts about, turned out to be one of the best films that came out of this year.
Yeah, DC picked himself up this year.
Oh yeah, DC Aquaman, really did.
Joker,
even the Peanut Gallery said so. Mm-hmm. See, you had Joker, you had Shazam, you had Aquaman.
Yeah. If Shazam was the worst of them three, that's actually pretty good.
Yeah,
I'm surprised.
Yeah, and you know what was the smartest thing too that DC did?
Right.
They pushed Wonder Woman back.
Well, yeah, they went and worked on it.
They also
spread out the hype.
Mm-mm. It was, they were afraid that Joker was going to outshine Wonder Woman.
Which is fine.
I thought that was the smartest decision that they did.
Yeah, I think so too.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I actually wanted to watch both regardless, anytime. As soon as possible. Well,
the thing was they were going to be both released on the same month. One was going to be released on the first of the month and one was going to be on the last one.
I'll watch both.
Yeah. not only that, Martin Scorsese came back, went to Netflix, The Irishman, really great film.
It's all right. Probably best film of the year.
Yeah. Knives Out, another surprise candidate of movies that no one didn't see coming. Mm-hmm. Going back to Netflix, they've been bringing a lot of international films as well. And most recently, they've been bringing a lot of import of Thai films, a lot of Thai comedy films.
And dramas.
And dramas.
Like Monkey Twin.
Mm-hmm.
Which I didn't like. I'm not a narco kind of guy, so.
Right. But, yeah. And also, they're bringing a lot of Hong Kong films coming a little bit and stuff like that. Like, recently, we did a review on a Thai film called...
Oversized Cops. Yeah.
Oversized Cops.
Yeah.
Oversized Cops. Yeah. Came out in 2017.
Mm-hmm. I seen it.
Yeah.
In 2017.
Yeah. Yeah. Really funny. Really good. Was surprised. Music. Music, I think, was very interesting because...
Only one artist, I can tell you right now.
Okay.
Wait, what's yours?
No. Go ahead. What's your artist?
Billie Eilish.
Okay.
Redefine it. Lyrical. Singer-songwriter. I haven't seen that in a while.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, she's young also. She like wrote since she was like in the 15, when she was 15, with her brother and stuff. And she, yeah. And then now she's collaborating with big-name artists.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Also, the biggest performance sound alive this year by a singer was her. With the upside down, the moving living room was, you know, turning.
Yeah.
And she was interviewed, like, where you got the influence from. My mom was a big fan of this old movie. They used to have to do the old camera tricks. Instead of turning the camera, the whole room would move. So they rotate the whole entire room.
Sounds like Buster Keaton.
Yeah. No, before, it was in the 1960s or something.
Color
films.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
It was one of those. Yeah, she's drawing influence from the old school. From a young person.
Yeah, that's kind of...
unique, so...
Yeah.
I got it from me and my mom. She loved those, you know, old style of, you know, effects. Where everything has to be hand crank, you know, that...
Yeah, well, everything was... Mm-hmm. If it was doable, if it was practical, it was done.
If you get a chance, watch it on SNL, Billie Eilish. It looks like she's walking the room upside down and stuff like that. The room's actually moving. She's in it and performing at the same time with the music. So it was choreographed. I have not seen anybody done anything like that in a long time.
Yeah.
This is not even Emmy. This is just SNL.
Yeah.
So, and
that says a lot.
Yeah, it says a lot.
I was going to say, mainstream-wise, it wasn't...
Billie Eilish.
Yeah, I would say. But for me, this year, a lot of the independent scene music has come up. Mm-hmm. In Europe, the independent scene is doing really great. Toronto, Canada... it's right now, it's going through a electronic renaissance right now. A lot of great music, a lot of electronic music is coming out of Toronto, Canada right now, which I think that's really awesome and great. Future funk is doing fine. Synthwave is the new jazz, I would say, of music.
I don't listen to music, so I have to take your word on this.
Yeah. So, like, but I'm saying, in overall, I think the indie scene is just now just like has its banner, and it's just like, hey, we're here. If you guys are tired of listening to what's on the radio, we're right over here with open arms.
I'm still listening to show tunes. The classics don't die.
Well, Gilbert and Sullivan.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. From The Simpsons.
Yes, Gilbert and Sullivan's awesome.
Especially with that, you know, Cape Fear with Sideshow Bob. That's like my favorite. You know, when Sideshow Bob's, that's like my best favorite episode, because that was a great performance.
That's still
considered to be one of the best.
I still listen to Barbara Streisand, Geely. You know, they're pretty good.
Yeah.
Hey, King and I.
Yeah, so 2020, I like to see a lot of good things coming out of 2020. I hope to see...
let's talk about the horse or the elephant in the room. The one that pretty much is the elephant.
Mm-hmm.
Disney. It's Disney's year. They took over a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Even if they have sucky ones, hey, they're making...
Name one thing that sucked this year. Lion King? That was it?
I think there was another thing. People are starting to say that The Mandalorian is starting to suck. Like, it's starting to lose speed.
Yeah, but it's doing that on purpose, though. I mean, I'm defending it because I follow...
To be honest, I'm watching The Mandalorian, too, and there's one big complaint I have to say about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's too much Kurosawa and too much Leon. Too much spaghetti western.
No, I don't mind
it. No. I don't mind it, but if you're going to rip off somebody, try to do it with grace.
No, yeah, that's what I said before. So, I said it was Kurosawa, I also said it was Leon. But he doing a great job. That's the only difference I'll dictate. It's like he's putting a little bit of it every episode. Not so much where it saturates it. Like, obviously... You know, the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Yeah.
We rip off of, was it The Bodyguard?
Mm-hmm.
Yojimbo?
Yeah.
No, that was Fistful of Dollars.
That was a complete rip off.
Yes.
This one, he's pulling, like, okay, The Bodyguard here, maybe I throw in a little bit of Rashomon here. And remember the episode 3 when nobody talked for the first 10 minutes?
Yeah.
Rashomon. The scene before the narrator starts and they just start going to the sequence.
No, and then episode 4 when they did the whole village thing and everything. Yeah. That was just basically Seven Samurai.
Yeah, basically Seven Samurai.
Yeah.
They're doing a good job. But they need a transition because he has to move on.
Yeah.
It's still Kurosawa-esque, but not fully a ripoff.
I can agree with you on that, but at least acknowledge it. You know,
they're acknowledging it. It seems like it's really hard. It pushes the buttons. Especially Star Wars itself is a ripoff of Kurosawa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hidden Fortress.
Yeah. And
Hidden Fortress.
Yeah, but it was just
the Hidden Fortress.
Just samurais in space. Just space samurais.
So yeah, I thought John Favreau, clever. Even though if he's not even using Kurosawa, he's using Sergio Leone. Yeah. That's still Kurosawa. That's still heavy influence.
Yeah. Wow.
It's not heavy, it's light of each. Well, because they're doing series.
Yeah, I know. But it just to me, every episode when I'm seeing it, it's just like, oh, okay. It's like, Fistful of Dollars or Yojimbo or Once Upon a Time in the West or,
Yeah, but those are great recipes, though.
Yeah, they're
right. You can't go wrong.
Yeah.
It's not something... It's from a box, but he's putting his own take on it.
Yeah.
Now, if he did Kurosawa...
what Sergio Leone did.
No, Kurosawa and America Pearl Harbor movie. Yeah, that would have been iffy because he'd be combining two different type of styles into one, which he's not. I think that's the worst Kurosawa film ever is when he did that Pearl Harbor one.
Right.
Because he did a joint with the U.S. movie. I don't know.
I know what you mean. I
think that's what? Toro?
No, Toro was pretty good too. Yeah. That was a good movie.
Yeah.
I think that should be the next influence. Yeah. Or the Waterfront.
Who knows?
If you run out of ideas, you can all steal Marlon Brando films.
Yeah.
Guys and Dolls?
But yeah, Disney this year is their year.
Yeah. Whether you like it or not, the Evil Empires.
And they got Hulu.
Yeah.
That surprised everybody, and I thought that was great.
No, Hulu wasn't the thing that surprised me. Fox was the thing that surprised the hell out of me.
I'm happy they did that. They saved stuff that Fox messed up. But they acquired the stuff that I love that Fox didn't mess up, too.
Yeah.
Which was The Simpsons.
Yeah, let's just see how long that lasts.
Hopefully it stays
until the contract is over, because you got to remember, Matt Groening does not like Disney.
Until now. When he dies, is this it?
Probably still to this day, because he's still Fox... contractually, but when that finally dies out, we have to wait.
That's the one thing that Disney is.
But they said once certain things they don't leave alone, like Deadpool.
Deadpool, they're leaving it alone because they don't know where to put it at.
Simpsons, they might say the same thing.
Yeah,
but it's gonna be owned by them regardless.
Yeah.
But I would love to see the Simpsons in Disneyland.
Well, one thing I have to say before we go is. In the land of princesses, there needs to be a queen. Now they have two queens. The alien queen, Ripley, and also Dr. Frankenfurter.
What? You forgot the Gimp from Pulp Fiction.
That's Miramax.
Disney bombed that year. It was the first, it was technically a Disney film. A lot of people don't know that.
Okay.
It was released, it's the first rated R Disney film.
Okay, then I guess the Gimp will be the king. All right, then.
No. The Jester Prince... So whatever, in the movie.
Yeah, keep up with the lore.
Yeah. The princess will be Uma Thurman with the needle stuck into her chest. A lot of you don't know that. That's actually a Disney film.
Yeah. Well, on behalf of Dr. Frankenfurter and Ripley and the alien queen, long live the queen. Mm-hmm. All right, so without further ado, thank you guys so much for listening to us this year. I hope you guys had a great time with us. We'll be back in 2020. First week's in January, we will have, we're going to be doing a lot of more stuff like that. Until then, you guys have a great one. Thank you guys so much. And, enjoy 2019 and
Much as you can.
And please come back with us in 2020.
Don't until then, to watch Wrestle Kingdom.
Yep. We'll be back and talk about more stuff.
Yeah.
So until then, take care. Have a great one.
Signing off at last, the last time as the Knight Rider. So goodbye.
What name are you going to pick anyway?
From the winner, We Are Cats.
Stick the night, right?
Okay. Don't worry.
All right.
Then. Well, let's consider it a work in progress.
All right then.
We are cats. Seems like we're like.
Take.
No, like twin pussies.
But I.
All right.
Okay, we're on that, Tom.
It's a work in progress. There, I'll just leave it at that.
That's what cats mean. So.
Okay. Yeah. Well, all right. We'll be right back. Take care.